Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What up, everybody? It's your man, Chad, for another episode of the Complex Sports Podcast. As always, joined by Adam and Zion. Before we get into it this week, we do have to announce this podcast is going on a break. Unsure of how long that break will last, but we are going on a break. Fellas, I'm going to miss talking sports with y'all every week. It was fun shooting the shit. We had a lot of great guests, a lot of great moments. Hell of a time, I would say.
I think the proper term is hiatus. So we'll see when we do return to these, I guess, straights, if you will. But yeah, until we do come back, yeah, we don't need to take a victory lap right now. But yeah, we had some damn good conversations, a lot of fun times. And
what was your guys' favorite guest on the podcast that we had? Everybody list their favorite guest.
Young Zion, you want to go first?
I mean, I don't. It's a lot. It's a lot of people. So,
one guest. How is it not Lamar probably, Jackson? How is it not Lamar Jackson?
It is Lamar, but it's not really Lamar.
He offered to sign your jersey live on a Zoom from his fucking house.
I didn't get that jersey yet. So
with his fire just, alarm going off in the background. That was the greatest interview we ever did.
It was all words. I ain't see no action. They call him Action Jackson.
Are we calling out Lamar Jackson right now? Or before we go on break?
I'm just saying I ain't getting no jersey yet. But I guess it's Lamar. But I mean, there are a lot of cool people. Stephen A. of course was mad cool. But
Stephen A. was cool.
Yeah.
Adam, do you have one?
I mean, I really enjoyed having the back and forth with Chad Johnson. It was fun talking tequila with Tom Brady. Iverson obviously will always be a highlight.
Yeah, you had fun, did you?
I had fun. I mean, it cut the interview short for us. So again, but you know, I didn't realize that some of his
reps. Let's just leave it all out there. Tom Brady's people got so mad at Adam that he asked about the tequila at the parade and cut the interview short. We had like 10 more minutes and they cut it short.
We had a lot more time. We were supposed to have a lot more time with Tom Brady, but apparently when you talked about real life things and stuff that he was perfectly okay talking about, his reps were not so cool with that, but Yeah. There's other guys. I mean, it was cool. Again, when we did these interviews in person before the pandemic washed everything away.
Marbury was great in person, Zion. That was one of my favorites. Marbury in person was so much fun.
That was dope. That was definitely dope. He was animated too. So
gave and us a special lot of shout good. Out to not talk over you, Young Zion, but special shout out to Kenny Smith, one of our favorites. Uncle Kenny was great to us. Another shout out, Shams had a number of awesome appearances for us.
Shams was great.
Gave us great information and CJ, everyone loves talking hypotheticals.
Give CJ. Yes.
Yeah, CJ too. Yeah.
Yes.
CJ's first one to
not
be
good.
Real.
Because transparency, CJ's first one, we had no idea that we could do this over Zoom. Remember, guys? So we were on the phone with him.
Oh, yeah. True.
And we had no idea that we should be doing this over Zoom. So we're talking, he has no idea like our facial expressions, anything. But the second one, classic episode.
Yeah, that was great.
CJ McCollum week on the podcast. And we can't, Jasmine, Misha, our producers, behind the scenes folks who, you know, don't get enough credit. Huge shout to them, of course. Make us sound like fucking listenable all week. You guys should hear us before they edit it. So shout out to them, of course. My favorite, that's tough. We had so many good ones. Lamar's up there. LeVar Ball is up there too. We never really talk about the LeVar episode, but the LeVar episode was great, I thought.
Yeah, that was good. That was good.
I think about LeVar. Jalen Rose and Danny Green were great too. Danny Green's career went downhill completely after that episode, but it was still a lot of fun having him and Jalen on.
Yeah. I mean, it's like you forget all these people because we've been, number one, we've been doing this for like, 365 days straight or maybe or something.
No break. Like, we haven't had a break yet. Like, we haven't missed a week.
Like, this has been nonstop. So you forget people and like the amount of times like we've been on here. But yeah, it's been definitely a fun ride.
Our editor, Sydney, was yelling at us because we were too mean to the Sixers, apparently, last week on the pod. Adam.
Too mean. What do you want to praise the Sixers?
Sydney hit me and Zion and said we were too mean to the Sixers.
What do you want to, like, give them a certificate of appreciation or authenticity or some stupid shit like that? Like, what is it a praise about the Sixers right now? They fucking choke like dogs.
They literally choked. Oh my God. Anything else we want to reminisce on before we get into some news topics for this week? Should we just get out of the way? Scottie Pippen is the clown of the week, right? Is there anybody else up for contention?
I don't have a better candidate. So yeah, let's roll with Scottie Pippen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, his KD comments were unreal. And his tweet, he said, I'm the biggest Cavs fan in the world. He said LeBron didn't have any help on that Cavs title team.
Yeah.
Scotty was talking at a turn big time the other day. So
he's on his little run, his little press run. Yeah. He's just saying whatever. I mean, today he said Phil Jackson was racist. So I don't know.
Did he? He said Phil Jackson was racist?
Yes, he said today that Phil Jackson is racist. So, like, he's on a streak.
I mean, I don't want to if he probably I don't I I'm not going to touch that one. Who knows? But the KD stuff was so far out of line, though, bro. The KD stuff was so far out of line.
Everything was out of line, but like, he's trying to make news. Like, he's trying to sell that news.
Bourbon. That bourbon's not going to sell itself.
Oh my goodness.
I mean, speaking of alcohol, how can we talk about episodes and not bring up KG when he came on to promote Hennessy and he was talking about walking around naked in the bubble?
Oh yeah, that was wild. That was the wildest click we got from a episode. Like, that talking about the players being naked and whatnot, that was
wild. Know, him and Paul Pierce are coming out with a podcast,
which would be must listen, so I hope it definitely happens.
Debatable, because
that would be must listen. If the two of them were independent media company, that'd be must listen.
That 2008 Celtics team is very, very corny. Very corny.
The Glenn Davis stuff about Kyrie was so bad.
I see why Ray Allen doesn't hang out with them, man. Come on. Like, come on, bro. I see why. Like,
bro, you're not wrong. That 2008 Celtics, if you saw them talk, you would have thought they won 5 straight titles.
Right. It's one thing. If you were a dynasty, I get it. You could say whatever. You could say whatever.
Well, Scottie Pippen saying whatever right now. So
he's a little bit different. He's a little bit different, but they won one title, and I mean, respect to them. I like Paul Pierce. He's a funny guy. KG's a funny guy.
He's funny. He's funny. I wish him nothing but the best. It seemed like that ESPN thing was really toxic. So obviously a him and KG podcast would make a lot of news, but they're going to have green shaded glasses on that entire – like, they're going to make that 2008 Celtics team seem like the 96 Bulls and the 72-win Warriors combined in that podcast.
First episode definitely mentions something like that.
Yeah, no, 100%. All right, so Scottie Pippen, clown of the week. Let's get to some news topics. It feels weird not to ask Zion where his panic level on the Nets is right now. Like, it feels like we were so used to doing it for about 6 months, and now there's just no Nets panic level, Zion.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. I'm already moved on. I'm not really even stressing.
I have a question for you. Would you trade Kyrie Irving for Damian Lillard?
No.
A package.
Once you said trade, no, because I knew where you're gonna go.
Why not? Why wouldn't you do it? No. Why wouldn't you?
The only way I would trade Kyrie Irving is, and I thought about this the other night, is if he actually is retiring, trade him before he retires.
Wait, what? Did you break news on the podcast?
No, I didn't break any news. I said if Kyrie just said I'm retiring,
which people have speculated about because
people have speculated. And he told the team or told KD that he's hanging it up. Yes, 100%.
It would leak before a trade got through, buddy. Those teams aren't that stupid.
No, it wouldn't. Because it wouldn't. I don't think anybody would tell the whole front office, like the outside of their own realm. The Nets would know.
So you're saying Kyrie should help fleece some other team in a trade because he would never play for them?
He would. Why not? If he's going to retire, that's the only way that's happening. Otherwise, that's stupid. Don't bring up any Kyrie trading.
I'm bringing it up. Why wouldn't you trade him for Dame? Dame's more reliable.
Kyrie's number one. Kyrie could probably play off the ball way better than Dame, and James Harden is the point guard. So I will take Damian Lillard if Kyrie Irving is obviously not going to be on the team.
Would you? Okay, say Kyrie was going to be playing basketball. Who would you trade Kyrie Irving for to make the Nets better? Say you could have anybody. There has to be somebody.
Yes. LeBron James. That's it.
That Adam, school this kid.
I can't.
LeBron James. That's it.
Why would you? All right, real rewind for 1 second. Why wouldn't you seriously consider trading Kyrie for Dame when Dame actually plays?
I think that makes sense for everybody.
No, it doesn't. Because number one, the whole culture thing started with Kyrie. So now you're trading away the guy who started.
I don't think the Nets would do it because of the whole culture thing, which you allude to, Zion. I think it's a good point. But in theory, wouldn't you rather trade for a player who's dependable for one who's not?
This is not 2K. You can't just pick and choose stars off of teams and expect it to work better when you're in a great situation right now. Why fix what's not broken? It's not broken.
The thing that's broken is the Nets, like ligaments. That's what's broken, Zion.
Kyrie, like I said, Kyrie Irving's injury had nothing to do with wear and tear. Harden's injury, I think, had to do with wear and tear. That's Adam Silver's fault.
Hamstrings
for
sure have to do with wear and tear, for sure.
That's Adam Silver's fault rather than the Nets' fault. So either way, like, no. And Kyrie's younger than Dame.
Kyrie's younger than Dame?
Yep,
Dame's about to turn 31 in like a handful of days.
So where's Dame getting traded? Dame's getting traded. Chris Haynes is Dame's like best friend, and Chris Haynes wrote that Dame's upset about things.
Well, he used certain language to obviously give himself an out. If
shout out to Chris Haynes, friend of the pod, by the way.
Yeah, another good podcast that we had on from the NBA bubble. Haynes used some obviously appropriate terminology to give the illusion that, you know, it could happen, it may not happen, you do what you got to do, but there are there are plenty of awesome places that Dame could go to. You would think he'd go to a contender, not just like, you know, fucking Oklahoma City offering 15,000 draft picks for him, and you think he would have his say in where he wants to go. But there are a lot of intriguing options as long as Dame wants to go to the East Coast and go to a contender in the Eastern Conference.
Like the Knicks. You can just say the
Knicks. Knicks are up there. The Sixers
what
are up there.
Do the Knicks have to give them?
Do the Knicks have an offer that makes sense? Let's be realistic.
They actually do, yeah.
What? Say it.
Well, you're going to have to. So RJ Barrett has to be the centerpiece, even though that's kind of like Hang on one second. I'm not done with it. RJ Barrett has to be the centerpiece, but you have to throw in like a Mitchell Robinson. You're going to have to throw in Emmanuel Quickley. Maybe you throw in Obi Toppin, interchange one of those guys. And then you have the draft capital.
You're going to have to throw in all those guys.
They have, I don't know if you're going to want all four of them, but you can throw a fourth one in if you want to. Or pick three of those names. I'm not done yet, pal. And they have, Knicks have plenty of draft capital. So the way your Nets gave up, you know, fucking 9 million future drafts to get James Harden, the Knicks could see if they could do the same to get Damian Lillard.
No,
so it is feasible.
Because the Nets were giving up very,
LeVert
really
is better than anybody in that package.
Jared Allen too, giving up
Jared Allen.
Even though he didn't go to the Rockets, that was too.
Neither went to the Rockets, but that's just because the Rockets.
Well, it was also a complicated 14 deal here. So we are, again, as always, we in the media, when you throw out trade proposals, oversimplify things, and they are way harder and way more difficult to consummate in real life. So that's always
But I could debunk that trade. With two trades from the Sixers,
let's see the trades, or
the Pelicans.
What are these trades? Brandon Ingram. If Brandon Ingram is on the table, Zion, is that who you were going to say?
Yeah.
If Brandon Ingram's on the table, how can any team top that? That's true.
Brandon Ingram, and they have the 10th pick of the draft this year. They could give up, and probably future picks they could give up. I think that automatically.
They have so many future picks from the Lakers. Yes.
Here's my counter to that. Are the Pelicans a legit contender, and would Dame want to go to New Orleans?
That's the question. Would Dame be okay going to the Pelicans?
I don't think he would. Yeah. Based on the organization's
I'm not sure if he would. I'm not sure if he would or wouldn't, but like, I mean, you pair him with Zion Williamson. That's automatically a good West team.
Their front office did just get publicly called out during this trade deadline by
Jason Redick. But even so, like, you could still get better deals from so many teams. I mean, Philly could give you so much.
What's the Sixers deal?
I mean, it's obviously centered around Ben Simmons, and then maybe if you throw in a Maxi, a Thybulle, picks.
And picks.
That's automatically better than whatever the Knicks have to offer.
And so, the other better one I can give you in the same division is going to be up in Boston, where if you give up Jaylen Brown and Marcus Smart and picks, that's a very good offer.
So what I've heard, and I'll drop last episode, I've heard that Dame is out. I've heard he will get traded this summer.
You're reporting that officially, like, it's obvious. Podcast?
I feel pretty confident that he's in from what I've heard, he's gone. I think it's all going to depend. He's going to give a list, and it's going to depend who's on the list. Are the Pelicans going to be on that list? I don't think so. Why would the Pelicans be on that?
You know, I don't think they'll be on
that list. I think it's very far-fetched, too. Again, it's enticing to go play with
Zion. The
Celtics
would probably be on that list, maybe. But they just – Zion, who's their new coach? People, players love their new coach, the Nets assistant.
Yeah, Ime Udoka. Shout out Team Nigeria, first Nigerian ever head coach. But, yeah, he's – players love him. They're going to – people are going to want to play for him.
Yeah,
for sure.
So the whole stigma, the whole Danny Ainge, Brad, like, thing, that's gone in Boston. So Dame could easily say he wants to go to the Celtics. But what I heard, Dame for sure is going to have the Knicks on his list. But do the Knicks have enough to make a deal? That's the thing.
That's the thing. Like, he can want them, but the Blazers are not going to trade Damian Lillard just because he wants to the Knicks.
Don't they owe him that, though? Don't they owe him to give him some because he's been so loyal to them?
If they do owe him, it's still going to put their franchise in danger if they're trading for guys who aren't actually worth his value. So you have to still make the best deal on the table, like, regardless.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's going to be interesting. I think it's him going to Boston with Jason Tatum. Zion, would that worry you in the East?
No, because if they trade Jaylen Brown, I feel like they're gonna be a problem. Don't get me wrong, but if we're healthy, I'm not really worried about any team in the East if we're healthy at this point. Because like the Sixers really showed themselves this year. So like I mean the Bucks maybe get somebody else. I don't think they have the cap room to get somebody else. But like if we're healthy, I'm not.
The big rumor is that the Timberwolves desperately want Ben Simmons. What would that deal look like? Because you're not giving up Cat for Ben Simmons.
I would feel bad if the Sixers taking back D'Angelo Russell, but I don't think that's even
enough. Who
else
would it be? It matches. It works money-wise.
Yeah. D'Angelo, that would kill the Sixers. I think
would they be better or worse off, you think?
Who, the Sixers?
Yeah.
With D'Angelo Russell?
If they swap D'Angelo and Ben Simmons.
I don't think that's an even trade, but I think they... Nah, defensively they lose. Once you put D'Angelo in Ben Simmons' spot defensively, they become so vulnerable. So I don't know. I want to do it.
Adam, what do you think? You're the number one Ben Simmons fan club guy. So what do you think?
Oh, that is not accurate, number one. Number two, I think that's – I get why you go there, but I don't think I'd do that if I'm the Sixers, knowing D'Angelo's track record. I mean, listen, he's not going to be scared to shoot in the fourth quarter, so that's an upgrade right there. But I kind of agree with Young
he's
Zion.
Hit shots
he
up.
Won't. He won't hesitate to shoot one fucking second.
What pick do they have in the
Sixers?
Draft? No, the Timberwolves.
The Timberwolls lost their number seven pick.
It went to the Warriors.
Yeah, it went to the Warriors.
Okay, so if they had seven in Russell, that makes sense to me. But they don't have seven.
So you have to go for the draft capital. So I don't know if that makes that much sense to me. I think there's other more easier landing places to send Simmons, but also at the same time.
Where?
Well, obviously the best one we'll keep bringing up again, time and time again, is Portland with CJ McCollum and doing a straight up kind of problem for problem trade. You're going to probably have to throw in a pick if you are the Sixers, though, because you have a shit ton of money that
probably.
Teams
have
to take
Hell yeah,
on.
You're going to have to throw in a pick. It's Damian Lillard.
No. I thought we were talking about Simmons here, pal.
You're saying Simmons for CJ.
Yes.
For CJ.
But why wouldn't you just try and trade for Dame?
Maybe do that now.
I mean, you could, but like, you're going to have to, you're giving up a lot. The Sixers, I mean, I feel like the Sixers, you have to go all in at this point.
I mean, we all know Morey's going to do something this summer, right?
Yeah,
like, he's not going to chill.
You're gonna have to give up Thybulle. You're gonna have to give up Maxey in addition to Simmons and probably picks. Okay. So if you're ready to do that, go ahead. I'm not afraid of your Philly. They'll be tough, but you're losing a lot of your key guys.
So what do we, go into the draft a little bit. We touched on some of the picks. What do we think about Detroit getting the number one pick and Cade Cunningham probably going to Detroit?
Probably.
I saw some reports today that they like Jalen Green a lot.
It's called smoke screens, pal.
Yeah, it's going to be Cade. But
so what do we think about Cade going to the Motor City? Zion, I know you were pissed.
Why was I pissed? Why would I be pissed?
I feel like you don't want to see anybody go to Detroit.
No, I don't have anything. I don't have any.
What does he care? Detroit. The Pistons aren't going to be a threat to the Nets anytime soon.
Yeah, like, I mean, it'll be cool for them. I want to see how he fits. Like, their lineup is, they like starting bigs as it is. So, like, now you're having a big point guard. Like,
they're going to have a big lineup because they already have Grant. They like Isaiah Stewart's good. Is that right? Who it is? Isaiah Stewart,
yeah,
right?
Isaiah Stewart. They have, I mean, Sadiq Bey is a wing. He was good, 6'8". Yeah, so that's
all. Jeremy Grant has size on the wing too, and he actually turned out to be a decent scorer. So you know what? Happy? Actually, the Pistons actually kind of have low key their shit together to build something of relevancy over the next couple seasons. So
they're not as bad.
Their future looks a hell of a lot better than it did two seasons ago. Like, they've done a pretty good job of turning the ship around.
What do we think about my Cleveland Cavaliers getting the third pick? Jalen Green, come on down, baby.
So this would be the ninth point guard or guard that they've drafted in the top three picks.
Colin Sexton, I love you for coming on Couch Classics and watching the NFL draft with us. I'll pack your bags. We'll see you later.
Yeah, you better hope Jalen Green is there, though.
Why would everybody keep saying Evan Mobley is the second best player in the draft? Why wouldn't he go second?
I don't know if it's a great fit with Christian Wood down there in Houston.
Yeah, they already have Christian.
If you're going Wood, by, all right, no,
had, but isn't Jalen, isn't KP, isn't Kevin Porter Jr. just kind of similar to Jalen Green, anyways?
I mean, guard, they're eventually going to get rid of John Wall. So,
John Wall will be on a new team. John Wall will be the Nets backup point guard. John Wall will be the Nets backup point guard next season. I'm saying that right now.
Bought out?
Yeah, when he's bought out, he's the net Zion. Yes, right?
No. I think he has way too much pride to go.
You say that. Blake Griffin, what pride?
Blake Griffin had a role to play. John Wall doesn't.
John Wall, you guys need a backup point guard? You guys had
John Wall was not going to agree to being a backup point guard this early.
What if he doesn't have any other options?
Who else is offering him money?
Yeah,
John Wall, that's a pride thing. If he's able to swallow his pride and magically do that, sure, okay.
But also, if he was able to swallow his pride and do that, you know he's going to the Lakers to play with LeBron anyways over the Nets.
And John Wall is a clutch client.
He is a clutch client, yes.
There you go. So
exactly, the clutch connection. What were we talking about? Jalen Green.
So what I wanted to bring up is if you're the Rockets, are you doing fit or are you doing best player? If you're doing best player available, to me, it has to be Evan Mobley. But if you're doing fit, you're probably going with the guard there.
I don't know if Mobley's better than Green.
If this podcast was going through the NBA draft, I'd be caping for Evan Mobley every single podcast. I think he's incredibly skilled and has
He doesn't fit on the Cavs. That's why if he falls to three, I don't know what they're going to do. They have Jared Allen.
Well, then someone may trade up for him because the idea that he gets past three is pretty insane.
Yeah.
Would you be okay with your Cavaliers trading down?
Yeah, I would. I would trade 3 for 5 and 8 so you could still take Jalen Suggs at 5 and then you to get somebody at 8.
So your Cavs will be drafting the point guard for the umpteenth time in the history of the NBA.
Well, I'm saying you trade Colin Sexton. The Lakers want Colin Sexton.
Okay.
I've heard.
Oh, how have you?
I've heard.
Sources have revealed.
Take him.
Yeah. Take Colin. Zion, do not remember him. Colin Sexton's best game ever came against your Brooklyn Nets. Let's just point that out.
Well, I would say the Lakers could have a lead guard opening because Schroeder right now.
There's no way Schroeder's coming back.
I don't see him returning to LA.
I mean, there's already talks about Kemba. Like, I think we all underestimated how much movement there was going to be in the NBA this summer. There's going to be a lot of movement.
That's fair.
There's going to be a lot of movement. Also, you got Adams, man, Julius Randle crying that Kevin Love got picked to the Team USA over him.
Yeah, I didn't get the outrage with that because
Kevin Love's won a gold medal before.
Kevin Love has a track record. Julius Randle had one season above.
But it's not even the track record. Like, you just, like, the USA has never picked the best 12 players available. It's like, you got a scheme. Like, you have five guys, KD, Beal, Dame, Book, Tatum that could all go one-on-one. Why do I need a 6'8 inefficient one-on-one scorer in Julius Randle? Like,
This sounds like some Kentucky hate.
Nah, it's just a realist. Like, I need a spot up shoot, a big that can spot up shoot.
And that's Kevin Love. Kevin Love is excellent in international basketball. He is.
Yeah. And like, all the rest of the bigs that can shoot in the NBA are pretty much international. So they can't even play for the USA. So,
exactly.
I'm fine with it.
What place is Nigeria coming in the Olympics?
I don't know. Hopefully, we get the third spot. We got a lot of talent coming in. We'll be up there. Hopefully, we got the camp starts soon. The camp has started.
Who are the three best teams? Or it's kind of stacked right now because Team Canada looks pretty stacked right now.
Team Canada has to qualify for the. They still have to go through qualifying.
But they have NBA players, like, you know.
Yeah. I mean, Andrew Wiggins leading them, RJ Barrett playing with them, so they have a good chance at putting up. I think Spain might give people a run for their money just because.
Who's on Team Spain right now?
They got both of the Gasols playing for once. Like, that's rare.
Pau Gasol's still playing basketball?
Yeah, but it's the international game, so I'll give him. Credit that
Rubio still plays.
Rubio's
right?
playing.
Okay.
Is
Luka playing for Slovenia?
They have to also qualify.
Okay.
They're in the qualifying tournament.
What are you guys more excited for? And this is kind of a weird question. The international basketball, Zion, this is easy for you because Nigeria or NBA free agency. What do you guys think? What's going to be more exciting?
I mean, that's easy for everyone else. People are going to say free agency.
I think it's going to be interesting. I think the international basketball is going to be good this year, the Olympics.
I mean, I think so, but like a lot of people are sitting out too. Jokic isn't playing.
I saw that. Well, so Adam, what do you think? What do you think? What interests you more?
I think your point that there's going to be more movement, obviously via trades in the NBA come the offseason. Makes it a little bit more intriguing because I will be the first to admit that I don't follow the rosters and the comings and goings of those on the international teams. Yeah. But that being said, when the tournament does kick off in the Olympics, it's one of the few things I actually really give a fuck about because I am as anti-Olympics as it gets. So I would probably
American. Okay.
I'm clearly not a proud American. I hate America clearly. So, but Jesus, moving on.
Been spicy on the last episode.
Well, relax, pal. It's called sarcasm.
FBI.
But anyway, point being, I would probably lean more towards watching the Olympics and being watching the basketball tournament in the Olympics than free agency and the NBA offseason just because it's actual game action and will still be some intriguing storylines. I mean, and it's still basketball compared to like hypothetical shit. So
I think it's really cool that KD's playing. I think it's really cool that KD's playing. I mean, Zion, you might be freaking out because he might get hurt, but like, he assured them a gold medal.
Yeah, but they had KD in 2016, and they struggled. They struggled to get that medal.
Did they? I remember that when Kyrie carried that team.
Young Zion, I have a question for you. When did you become this international basketball savant over here, pal?
I've been doing this, like, people don't know. The Nigeria basketball page that is verified right now on Twitter, the team account, I created that account in high school in 2012.
Did you
created
sell it to
that
him?
Account.
Did you sell it to
no.
him?
Did you get any
no.
money?
Why didn't you sell it to Nigeria? Get that government money.
But people don't understand. The Federation doesn't invest in the team. Like right now, I'll tell you, Mike Brown of Warriors Assistant is the head coach, and he's paying for everything.
I mulched Mike Brown's yard in 2007 when he was the head coach of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
You said that before, but he's paying for like he's paying more. He's not getting paid a dime.
He's going out of pocket to cover things, right?
Yeah. So like people just don't care. So like, I mean, I was really the only one who cared at that point. So I built it up, and obviously got verified. I think 2 years ago. I've worked with the team. I mean, I'm going there next week to Vegas. So I've been following this.
Are you going forever. To Tokyo?
Nah, why would I go to Tokyo, bro?
To watch the Olympics.
Tokyo's not even allowing like Americans to travel to
now,
Tokyo.
Now you can go if you're covering your work and you can go. You just can't leave the Olympic Village.
Or
No.
Should we? I don't want to. Should we crowdsource? Let's start a GoFundMe to get Zion to Tokyo for the Olympics.
I'm sure the Nigerian team would pay for his fare.
No. You like I just said.
Do you still have the password to the account? Can you still log into the account?
Yes. I still work with them today.
Okay.
It's, you know, that's I was there since day one.
So you're very hopeful about their chances. What's the goal for a team like Nigeria? Not to get too much in the, but medal, right? A medal would be a success.
Yeah, medal would be a success. I mean, they never medaled before, so that would be dope.
Okay, so we went all this way. I don't know if this is good or bad, but we haven't talked about the current NBA playoffs that are happening.
Oh, yeah.
Where's your guys' interest level? Because I'm not going to lie, guys. Mine has been falling fast.
I mean, I think after the Hawks, after that game last night, I'm disinterested in that Eastern Conference Finals. I think that's over. The West will be cool, but I mean, that's over too. Suns Bucks is what we're going to get, and it is what it is. I hope the Suns win.
Certain media members have said that that's going to be the worst NBA Finals matchup in NBA history. Do you guys agree?
From a superstar standpoint,
just overall worst.
No, I'm not gonna. Let's not go on that. Like, I mean, Christ, there
has
been
some. What's the worst one then?
There have been some brutal matchups.
What's the worst one?
How about Spurs Cavs, pal?
LeBron was on that team.
It's LeBron James.
With nothing but nobodies.
But it was still LeBron on that team in his first NBA Finals, and that Spurs team was stacked.
Once you have LeBron James,
had three Hall of Famers.
I understand that. You think I'm an ignorant, NBA fan over here? I realize they had three Hall of Famers, but at the same time, like, how many people complained about how the Spurs played?
I don't think that would be
a lot of people, but it's just the fact that it was LeBron. Once you have LeBron there, it's
bro. It was like a 22 year old LeBron James who just willed himself over the Pistons.
Okay, what about this? Again, you'll probably shout me down for this one. What about that awful Lakers Magic Finals from years ago?
That was interesting. I like that.
I tweeted Pierce. I haven't seen a second of that series because I was so mad that the Cavs got beat by the Magic.
I was a semi-magic
fan. That was a throwaway NBA Finals.
So you support steroid use, Zion. That's what you're admitting to us right now?
What are you talking about?
The PED use on that Orlando Magic team was rampant. I want it recanted that they'd won that Eastern Conference Finals.
The PEDs in basketball, bro. Come on, bro.
They tested positive. What do you mean?
Who cares? It's basketball.
That helped them. Hedo Turkoglu was on something.
Oh, my goodness. That doesn't
I'm
make
still
you
upset. I'm
shots.
Still upset. I'm still mad.
It's not baseball. Speaking of baseball,
do we need to mention like what happened in Boston over the weekend?
We're not talking. We are on the NBA Finals.
Oh, okay.
We are on the NBA Finals.
Adam had to think about what happened in Boston this weekend. He blacked out from it.
No, I had the games on.
I did not.
It wasn't fun.
I did not watch any of those games.
One step forward, one step back for Los Yankees.
So I would say this is – can we say this? This would be easily a top five worst NBA Finals on paper, right?
On paper, yeah.
I think it'll still be an intriguing matchup, but again, the casual fans are going to give two shits about it. So,
no, the casual fans don't give a fuck about the Phoenix Suns.
I know,
the
so that's why. Yeah,
Bucks.
So it's going to be awful ratings, and the NBA is going to get hammered for it. But whatever, it's still going to be good basketball. I'll be interested in it.
Apparently, you watch because I have to. And
who would you guys prefer?
You only watch because you're obligated.
No. I love basketball, so I would watch regardless.
Okay, well, there's two basketball fans in this podcast.
Yeah, have fun. NFL season starts in 77 days.
Take your time, NFL.
Fuck out of here. Who would you guys prefer to get a ring, Chris Paul or Giannis?
Chris Paul. That would be – just because I feel like, well, both teams – let's be real. Both teams got some cakewalks with these injuries.
If Trae Young's actually hurt, do we know? Is Trae Young okay?
He the way he played at the end of the game, he was hurt, or it hit him mentally where he didn't get to play his game.
The Bucks are the worst team I've ever seen be able to win playoff series. If that makes sense, I've never seen a team look so bad and still somehow are they going to be in the NBA Finals.
Well, the path broke correctly for them. So,
I mean, you
Chris
gotta
Middleton
play
went crazy though.
You got to play who's in front of you, but like, I mean, the Suns got lucky. AD got hurt. Yeah.
Yeah, getting back to that point, AD, then the second series, no Jamal Murray, then this series, no Kawhi. And even the Bucks just got Kyrie, Harden, and now Trey. So, like, I know it's not Mickey Mouse ring, blah, blah, blah. Don't put asterisks on all that. But, hey, I'm just saying.
Blood on Adam Silver's hands.
For sure.
How about that? Adam, your man, Tank Davis, had a hell of a fight on Saturday night.
Probably went a little bit longer than some people would have liked to have seen. Mario Barrios, what does that mean? Some people would like to have seen him got Barrios out there a little bit quicker.
Barrios was winning.
He had him. He had him.
I'm just saying, with the power and the hype surrounding Gervonta, the expectations are always going to be high when he steps in the ring. Barrios wasn't quite, shouldn't have quite been on his level. I think in the grand scheme, he wasn't clearly, because Tank Davis did win and keep it moving. The big problem is going to be who will Tank fight going forward. And from what it sounds like, it doesn't appear that he's going to fight one of the premier guys at 135 or even 140, which sucks for the sport of boxing. But watching him fight and watching him land those hammer for hands that he has is fucking incredible. So salute to him. And also salute to Vasily Lomachenko for a good return in his first bout since losing to my boy Teofimo Lopez.
I saw Lomachenko fight at MSG, remember?
Yes, you did. Lomachenko. Yes. No, wait. You saw Golovkin, pal.
Oh, my bad.
Stop screwing up your Eastern Europeans. Talk about being racist. No, but Lomachenko looked really good in his return. So it was actually a really good night of boxing on Saturday night. But, yeah, Tank stole the show with that knockout.
Definitely. Yeah, I guess. I don't know. The sports world is going to keep moving without us, I guess. Sad.
I think it'll survive.
Yeah, I think they'll survive. What do you guys got planned? Any big plans this summer? Zion's just going to Vegas. Zion, will you put $300 on the Browns to win the Super Bowl for me? I'll send it to you.
No.
Why not?
No. So I'll save you money.
Why don't you just why don't you just burn your money?
The Browns are winning the Super Bowl this year.
Why don't you give your money to charity? That's a little bit more productive.
Exactly.
You'll see. You guys will see. Tell me what's a weakness this Cleveland Browns team has, Adam? You don't know.
Quarterback?
The quarterback. Nah, fuck out of here. That's a friend of the show. That's a friend of the show, you dickhead.
Not a friend of this show.
That's a friend of the show. That's quarterback in that division.
Baker was a good guest.
Best quarterback in the division. How about that?
I would. You can defend your boy there, Young Zion.
Who?
Lamar.
I said best quarterback in the division.
You didn't take the bait.
Just saying that just sounds racist, bro. Come on, bro.
Oh, my God. There's some good race bait in here by Zion as we close out.
I'm just saying.
Adam, the Jets are going to win 4 games this year. I'm just letting you know.
I at this point, I just don't even care.
Okay. That's good to know.
I'm so over that organization.
All right. So before we leave, let's give NBA Finals predictions, because we won't be able to do it later. So I'm going to say the Phoenix Suns win the NBA championship.
I mean, the way the Bucks played Atlanta, I'm not confident.
That's a tough opponent.
Yeah, without DeAndre Hunter, ain't no excuse to not sweep them boys if you're really legit. I hope the Suns win, but I think the Bucks will win the finals.
I want to say the Bucks. I kind of lean Suns, but I think if you give me truth serum, I'll be rooting for Milwaukee and my brother from Greece, Giannis Antetokounmpo.
What does it do to Giannis's legacy if he wins a ring?
What do you mean, what does it do? He's a fucking championship winner at 25 or 26, whatever.
The perception of his game is still,
there's still holes and weaknesses in it.
Does a championship change the perception of Giannis, though? I don't know if it does.
Yes, it will. It's kind of already changed. Like, a lot of people were like, even after game 7, a lot of people were like, oh, yeah, Giannis is that guy. Yeah, I saw a lot of Giannis is that dude now after slandering him like a couple games before. So I think if he does win that ring, people are going to respect him way more. And at the end of the day, when you look down the road 5 years, people are going to regard him as a champion regardless. So like,
even if we know that Chris Middleton was the most clutch player on the team, that doesn't matter.
So, well, Chris Middleton's underrated. He should get all the praise. He's really good.
He is underrated,
but he's also, let's be real, Chris Middleton has crapped his pants so many times this postseason.
Can you give him just a little credit, pal? Just a little credit.
He was great last night. He was legendary last night. But let's be real, he crapped his pants so many times this postseason. And if the Nets were healthy, he would have got the slander.
I went to game 2 against the Nets-Bucks series. I think Chris Middleton missed his first 10 shots that I saw him take.
Like, if they lost that series, they would have blamed Chris Middleton. Like, because yeah. Giannis still dropped.
Bud is going to be the first coach to win a title. Yeah, yeah,
Bud too. Bud too.
If they got swept in the finals, if they got swept or lost in five games, he probably would get fired.
I'm surprised that Carlisle took that Indiana job so quickly, because I thought he made a lot of sense for Milwaukee if they did get rid of Bud.
It's too much of a what if, though.
Yeah, you can't play that card too much, because then what happens if they keep Bud?
Indiana is attractive enough. It's not like he went to, you know, some rebuilding team.
He went to where he was before. Yeah. This is what I was about to bring up that I forgot. Kawhi is a free agent. He can opt out. There's reports that he's unhappy with the Clippers. Clippers injury people, like physicians particularly. What do the Clippers look like next season? Is Kawhi out?
I wouldn't. I mean, I don't know. You never know with that guy, because no one can read him. Like, there's nothing we can read from his face or his actions or his interviews. So, like,
shout out to Mike Breen saying Kawhi going crazy, and he was just sitting there.
That was hilarious. I don't know. I'll let Adam choose that one.
I'm going to guess that Kawhi re-signs. I mean, we still don't know what the deal is with the knee. I mean, listen, if he's a torn ACL and he's going under the knife, I mean, he's re-signing with the Clippers. But I just think that he still holds and wields an incredible amount of power.
If he had a torn ACL, they would have done surgery already.
You would think. It's just so weird how
– it's very weird how this is handling.
We got reports it was an ACL injury. Now, like, we haven't heard anything about that. No updates. It's just, it's a weird thing, but maybe the Clippers get
a meeting. Your man Skip has sources. And Skip says he's unhappy.
Skip knows some people in LA, so Skip,
and he also knows Spurs people, so I'm sure he could be
100%. But
where would Kawhi go? The Knicks?
He can go to Miami. They can clear enough space.
Are you guys ready for reports that the Heat are unwilling to part with Tyler Hero for Damian Lillard?
No, they will part ways with Tyler Hero for Damian Lillard.
Yeah, but I think Tyler Hero. Like, we were talking about Cook value last week. His value got a little cooked this year.
His value did get cooked. Friend of the pod. Let's not.
A little
brown. We've had so many people we've had on. We can't be mean to anybody anymore. We can't even be mean to Tom Brady. Tyler Hero's value took a hit this year. He went from looking like a very, very good rookie to he had a sophomore slump.
Well, so did Ben Simmons. So,
I mean, yeah, true. All right. Anything you guys want to add before we get out of here? Should we sign off?
I got nothing. Have a happy 4th of July. Hopefully we'll see you guys at some point soon. Or hear us at some point soon.
Follow us on social medias.
That's the Nigerian men's basketball team account that Zion started when he was in high school.
Don't follow it. You'll get blocked if you're not a Nigerian.
Do you check nationality?
How do you determine that, pal?
It's like when you try and go to the Budweiser website or follow Budweiser on Twitter, it says, are you 21? Do you have like a are you Nigerian thing?
Maybe it's in the works.
Seems a little sus.
Maybe. All right. We love y'all. We appreciate y'all. We thank you so much for tuning in every week in and week out. All of you who did. We appreciate every guest we have. Again, shout out to Jasmine and Misha making it sound good every week. Until next time, which we don't know when that will be. We'll see you guys later. Have a good one. Stay safe.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.